Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
Next, we'll turn to the Workologist column from the September 2nd issue of the New York Times, titled, Write Your Boss That Kiss Off Letter, Then Press Delete, by Rob Walker. Question. I was one of several people my boss bullied into resignation by collecting gossip, pressuring people to say vaguely critical things, and overstating what they said. A witch hunt, basically. When I saw this happening to me, I consulted a lawyer, but ultimately concluded I had no interest in saying or doing anything to continue being associated with this vitriolic nut. I resigned and had a better job lined up 5 days later. I win. Nonetheless, I was angry and resentful, I think reasonably. I composed my detailed defense, pointing out that my boss knew she was lying and that she is an evil, disgraceful woman. I felt much better, but I did not send the email and moved on emotionally. Recently, my separation from that employer became official. There was a delay to account for leave time I was owed. Feeling that this horrid woman could no longer hurt me, I reread my email draft and came very close to sending it, maybe with a blind copy to her boss. I believe sending it will make me feel more victorious, but maybe it risks opening cans of worms I cannot foresee. I can't decide if not sending it will make me feel like the better person, or if I'll be nagged by the sense that I allowed this boss to bully me. Shall I send or delete? Anonymous. Answer. I am a fan of the raw, unvarnished kiss-off letter, stating your case precisely as you see it, with absolutely no regard for diplomacy, nicety, or consequences, can be a genuinely cathartic exercise. But I'm not a fan of actually sending such notes. In fact, make sure you never do this as a draft in your official company email system. This letter should exist only in a place your employers don't have access to. Sometimes it's appropriate to submit a formal letter of resignation, but that is a separate exercise. Pour out your venom first, then start from scratch, composing yourself before you compose a statement you expect others to read. In this case, you may be right on the facts, but it's hard to deny, based on the language you're using, that you are still angry and resentful. This is rarely a productive frame of mind for convincing anyone else, your boss's boss, let's say, that you are offering a reasonable assessment. At best, you'll communicate bitterness. At worst, any mention of your lawyer might be interpreted as a veiled legal threat, which I doubt is your goal. And what is your goal? It's not clear why you need to feel more victorious right after declaring victory for easily proving your own worth by finding new work elsewhere. Even if you see this boss as a liability to the company and think her supervisor should know, that would be a completely different letter. Focus not on you, but on the organization. But I generally see little point in trying to reform a company after you've quit. Maybe you're having second thoughts about having resigned. That, too, is a different issue. You made a decision you felt was in your best interest, and there is no reason to get hung up on it. Focus on your future, not on continuing battles from your past.